In the United States, a new report says Israel's espionage activities in the country are increasingly angering U.S. government officials and have, quote, crossed red lines. That's according to a report by Newsweek magazine. Senior intelligence officials have reportedly told Congress that Israelis' spying operations are going too far. The intelligence assessments were given in confidential briefings to a number of congressional committees dealing with proposed legislation that would lower visa restrictions on Israeli citizens seeking to enter the United States. The intelligence officials reportedly told Congress that Israel spies on the U.S. under the cover of trade missions or as part of joint defense technology agreements between the two countries. U.S. officials reportedly called the extent of Israeli espionage activities shocking, far exceeding similar activities by any other close allies. For more on this, let's go to Louisiana and talk to David Duke, former member of the House of Representatives. Welcome, sir. Dr. Duke, how much has Israel become a liability rather than an asset for the United States?
Israel has been a liability to every American and every peace-loving person on earth for a long time. I mean, Israel has literally attacked the United States with terrorist attacks. In the Levant affair, it was admitted the Israeli government attacked American installations, a false flag operation in Egypt, to try to get America to go to war unjustly against the nation of Egypt when Israel and Egypt was having the war in the 1950s. Then in 1967, they attacked the U.S. ship, the USS Liberty. And of course, the Israeli spy, Jonathan Pollard, did more damage to America than any other spy in history. And that's according to our Jewish secretary of the Defense Department at that time. So Israel's always been a problem to American security, and Israel's actually has been a terrorist enemy, and there are a few nations. In fact, there has been some groups certainly that have done terrorist actions, but there have been few nations in the world where the government has made terrorist attacks on us as Israel has.
And is the United States going to take any action against Israel?
Well, here's the problem. The United States is in the grip of these Zionists, these Jewish extremists. They're really Jewish tribalists. Ultimately, the reason they dominate American government, the American media, and the American financial structure and politics is because they're tribalists. They're racists in the real sense. They promote each other, and the Zionists control the Jewish community overwhelmingly. And so they use this power for the interest of Israel over that of the American people. They're not loyal to the American people or to peace on this earth. They are loyal to Jewish supremacy and the racist state of Israel, which literally suppresses non-Jews. It's a state based on the ideal of Jewish supremacism. That's what's going on in America. And thank God there are a few men and a few people in government in America that recognize the threat that Israel is, but we won't get much about this in the American media. We won't get much about this from American politicians.
Of course, considering the impact that the Israeli lobby has on many congressmen and representatives in the United States, how much action do you think can be taken?
Well, I think action can be taken, but I think it's going to take the American people to stand up. I was elected, and I went for the United States Senate. I came within 3 percentage points of winning the United States Senate. I ran in primaries as well for president, did pretty well, but the money was 100 times more for the Jewish-supported Zionist candidates rather than myself and people like me. But the American people, we don't want these wars. We know how, you know, these wars for Israel in the Middle East are literally costing Americans trillions of dollars. We spend billions of dollars in direct Israeli aid and loans. And of course, we hurt America to the world, and we're engaging in all kinds of things as an American that I don't think are truly American. And that's like things like torture, waterboarding, this drone attacks and this type of thing. And I do believe there's many Americans who are beginning to stand up. And DavidDuke.com, my website, has a lot of material on this and shows how the people are rising up in the United States, in Europe, and around the world. And they recognize that Zionism is not just a threat to the Iranian people with a possible war that Israel would like to launch. It's not just a threat to the Palestinians and the Lebanese and the Syrians and the Egyptians and the Middle East. It is a threat to the world. and Zionists, and the Zionists who dominate the world economics through the international banks like Goldman Sachs, the Zionists who dominate the world media, the media conglomerates that control the media of the world, Hollywood, for instance, these dominators basically are keeping the American people and the people of the world from learning the real truth about Israel. If the truth about Israel were known, it's not Iran that would have sanctions against it. It's Israel that demands sanctions. Israel that has ethnically cleansed 600,000 people. It's Israel that's the true terrorist state. It's Israel that is the nuclear rogue state in the world. DavidDuke.com has material on this, and I urge your watchers and listeners to go to my site, and you'll see the documentation on it.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Dr. David Duke, former member of the House of Representatives from Louisiana. Thanks for your time there, sir.